I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Republican U.S. Senator John Cornyn said he is embarrassed by the lingering scandals surrounding Attorney General Ken Paxton when asked by reporters Thursday for his thoughts about the primary runoff election early next week. Paxton is seeking a third term as the state's top lawyer and is facing Land Commissioner George P. Bush in a runoff for the Republican nomination. But the incumbent has faced a slew of controversies in the past few years, including an FBI investigation into allegations he abused his office to help a wealthy donor, a 7-year-old felony securities fraud indictment, a lawsuit from the state bar challenging his ethics for suing to block the 2020 election results, and accusations he cheated on his wife. Cornyn said, "I will tell you that I remain very disturbed by the fact the incumbent has an indictment hanging over his head. This is the chief law enforcement officer of the state of Texas, and it's a source of embarrassment to me that has been unresolved." Cornyn is the most prominent Texas Republican to criticize Paxton's rocky record. Paxton has denied criminal wrongdoing in all the legal challenges brought against him. He remains the favorite heading into the runoff and is backed by former President Donald Trump. The primary runoff election is May 24th. Tripped up by politics and the pandemic, and with only a last-minute investment in promotion by the state, the 2020 census likely undercounted the Texas population by roughly 2%, the U.S. Census Board said Thursday. The once-in-a-decade national count put Texas's population at a little over 29 million after it gained the most residents of any state in the last decade, earning 2 additional congressional seats. In a post-count analysis using survey results from households, the Bureau estimates that the count for people living in Texas households failed to find more than 500,000 residents. That's the equivalent of missing the entire populations of Lubbock, Laredo, and then some. The undercount means that many residents were missing from the data used by state lawmakers last year to redraw congressional and legislative districts to distribute political power. For the next decade, the undercount will also be baked into the data used by governments and industry to plan and provide for communities. Texas is just one of 6 states that the Bureau determined had a significant undercount. The others were Arkansas, Florida, Illinois, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app or Amazon Alexa device. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by Texas Woman's University. Texas Woman's University is focused on making Texas healthier, offering more than 80 health-related degree programs from nursing and physical therapy to kinesiology and nutrition science. Find out more at twu.edu/health. The Texas Tribune Festival returns to downtown Austin on September 22nd through the 24th. Get ready to connect with people you know and others you should at our annual celebration of big, bold ideas. Buy tickets by May 31st and save big at tribfest.org.